Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Thursday, December 15th. Got a great Thursday night football matchup. 49ers, Seahawks, lot at stake. Very fired up for it, finally. I feel like the last, I don't know, three, four Thursday night football games have been, I'm not really watching that closely. Tonight, we got a good one. And it's basically just been one of those incredible weeks. I told you guys this winter was going to be the best for sports ever. I mean, it was tough to come up for air in November with college football, NFL, the World Cup. So just consider this week, okay? So we had Monday night football. Well, obviously Sunday, you had NFL all day. And then you had Monday night football. Then you had Tuesday, World Cup semifinal. Wednesday, World Cup semifinal, and it was France topping Morocco in a game that was kind of good. I mean, I was at the herd, obviously, so watching with one eye on it, and you get the early goal from France, and you're thinking, all right, Morocco's toast. Here's the thing, though. They fought hard. That Morocco team, man, I was getting texts from friends who were like marginal soccer fans, and they were like, this team is fighting. They're not going out. And then, of course, Mbappe dances around four guys in the box and gets an assist for the 2-0 victory. And listen, it sets up what everybody's waiting for. The passing of the torch, World Cup final. Lionel Messi, gunning for the elusive World Cup crown, only thing missing from his unbelievable trophy case, against the guy who's got next, Kylian Mbappe. This has the feel of, I don't want to say Kobe, LeBron, because we never saw them in the finals. LeBron, Giannis, no, they haven't met in the finals. I don't think they will. It just feels like a generational change. I mean, Messi has dominated the sport for almost two decades now. Now, Mbappe's been on the radar for 4 years, and it's not like he came out of nowhere. Even the casual fans, and again, I was at my son's volleyball tournament over the weekend, and France, England, of course, I had to race to a TV. The game times lined up perfectly, so I was able to watch the match. But all these people are hovering around the TV, a bunch of high school kids who play volleyball, and, you know, parents, obviously. And the kids are talking, and I hear them right next to me just saying, oh, I'm definitely rooting for Messi. to win the World Cup. And then, of course, these other guys, I just want to see what Mbappe can do. You know, even casual soccer fans, I don't think everybody knows Griezmann, who played at, I guess, Real Madrid, and it was a disaster, or Manchester United, one of those two. And Dembele, the wing, who's incredible. You know, people know Mbappe. People know Messi. Now, here's the interesting thing. I had to write up the gambling aspect for Fox Sports. And it's interesting. I did not realize what happened in 2018 with France's 4-3 win over Argentina. So Argentina had the lead twice in that. And ultimately, Mbappe took over. First of all, he created a penalty shot by getting into the box, just running right by. They had to tackle him in the box. It was blatant. And then Griezmann took the penalty kick. And then Mbappe scored two goals later, and they win 4-3 in the round of 16. For some reason, I don't totally remember that. And I remember the U.S. didn't qualify. It was in Russia. I don't even remember when the times were at day or night. Obviously, I remember watching the match, but I don't remember in detail that Mbappe took over. I think I'm on, you know, I have the futures on Argentina, right? So obviously I'll hedge a little bit with France. I'm rooting openly. I don't mind admitting I'm openly rooting for Argentina. I think I'm going to add some to Argentina just because their defense is incredible. Listen, I know we'll get to NFL here shortly. I was just looking at, since that Saudi Arabia loss, the defense has been totally dominant, right? Own goal against Australia. Nothing in the other two games before that. Netherlands gets two late in the game. I'm talking like final 10 minutes when they were down 2-0. And they just steamroll Croatia. I mean, this defense is really good. I know it's the Messi show and they've got a bunch of other young kids. It's fun. So apparently, I don't know if they moved the time up so that it would avoid NFL, but basically, Saturday night, guys, don't go too hard because the soccer match kicks off at 7. Should be done, I mean, assuming no penalties, no overtime, should be done by 9, and then you get a little breather before NFL. And that 1 p.m. slate on Sunday, folks, pretty damn good. And I'm not talking about just the Jets and the Lions and what is a massive game for my Jets if they want to sneak into the playoffs.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I quickly got to talk about two stories. No guests today, but we will have an extensive best bet because it's a big one. As my dog says, yes, it's time to move off soccer. That's what everybody is saying, Dad. God, I will say, we had a couple moments with our dog this week that were just like, I can't believe we've almost had our dog for a year. He's just grown so much. And, you know, my brother, when we were kids, had lobbied for pets. He was big on pets. And I was just like, what are we going to do with a parakeet? I'm not into it. My dad was like, I had a dog when I was a kid. There's a lot of work. You guys aren't going to do it. You know, you're not going to walk the dog and feed the dog. I was like, you're probably right. So we end up getting two birds. My brother was like all about the birds, parakeets. And then we dug like a fish pond in the backyard, and it was pretty cool. And my brother was like into animals, and I just never, I think I've told you guys this. I had an unfortunate incident with a wiener dog when I was like, I don't know, 9 years old. I got like cornered by a wiener dog, and he just wouldn't stop barking at me. I was terrified. I was literally like panicking in my friend's house. And it was just like one of these, like you're frozen. It's this wiener dog just was barking at me. It was traumatic. And so I didn't really love dogs for a long time. Then my brother got a dog, and his dog's awesome. Was awesome recently. Passed away. And then we just got a dog for the kids. And I'm like, man, I missed out on getting a dog earlier. This is so, it's just fun. You know, it's like another little friend that, listen, I'll tell you this. And I think I've said it on the pod. When I come home, the kids, they don't look up from the screens, you know. Oh, hey, maybe they'll say, hey, Dad. But he's always coming over and looking at me. You know, it's somebody cares that Dad's here. You know, he's excited to go for walks with me. My kids, they don't really want to hang out. You know, we're getting to that stage, guys. But they just don't want to hang. Anyways, I got off topic here because Buddy just does that to me. Let's get to the big NBA story. And this is no bueno. Steph Curry got injured against the Indiana Pacers. This is how crazy it was. Steph Curry scored half, literally half, of the Warriors' first half points, 27. And he's still torrid in the third quarter. He's at 38, on pace for probably 50. Who knows? He might have gone for 60. And then he gets a shoulder injury and instantly sprints to the tunnel. He was trying to go for the ball. Hopefully nothing serious. Now, it's obviously his left shoulder, so non-shooting. But this would be bad news for the Warriors. I'm telling you, they ended up losing to the Pacers. And I know I'm on record saying Warriors will repeat, get to the finals. I'm not worried yet, but they're now 14-15, a game under 500. We're at, what, the two-fifths mark, maybe, of the season? Still a long way to go. They're only five games back of the Pelicans, who are first. But 10th in the West? 2-13 on the road? I know that Draymond doesn't have that drive, and the GM, interesting planted story about he's working without a contract and his contract's up at the end of the year. It's like something's going on there. I don't. It'd be very interesting if the Warriors make some moves. I haven't seen Wiseman do anything. Kuminga's struggling. Moody. It all seemed to dovetail perfectly for the Warriors to go from champs to, oh, we've got the new regime, these new young guys, and it's just not happening. And now you lose Curry to injury. I mean, maybe this will wake Jordan Poole up. He's struggling this year. But goodness gracious, like, I know the NBA waits for the NFL to end, and that's when you get all the best NBA games on TV. But I'm just going to tell you right now, the top three teams, let's go top four, in the Western Conference, as we approach Christmas. Number one, New Orleans Pelicans. You have Zion, so I'll give you that. Number two, Memphis Grizzlies. You have Ja Morant, kind of a national guy, but it's Memphis. Number three, Denver Nuggets. Number four, Portland Trailblazers. You think the NBA is kind of like, oh, boy. I mean, listen, is the NBA going to survive a Memphis-Denver conference finals? That cannot happen. I'm sorry. It's not a slight to Ja Morant or Jokic. They're very fine players. I'm sure it'd be a competitive series. But that's, you need the stars in there, man. You need Curry, Luka, LeBron. It would be great if he could get in there. I still think the Clippers will make some noise. And my Kings are lurking at six. So that's the big NBA story. Now, the NFL story, I wish it were better, but it is a bummer for the Arizona Cardinals. Their GM, Steve Keim, yes, the guy who signed Kyler Murray to that lucrative extension, Steve Keim is now taking a leave of absence due to a health issue in Arizona. According to Ian Rappaport, you know, I guess it could be long-term, but you know what's coming up, right? The draft and the... I mean, we're 1 month away from everybody convening to the Senior Bowl. And then the Combine is probably almost like 2 months from today, but they're going to decline further comment citing legal requirements for privacy. Not great. Not great for Steve Keim. He, in the offseason, Arizona, Keim got an extension, Cliff Kingsbury got an extension, and Kyler Murray got an extension. Okay? This isn't Keim's first time away from the team. You guys can look up what happened to him last time. It is all bad vibes in Arizona. And Kyler Murray now obviously out for the year. And, you know, I don't think he's going to be back till like next November. Again, ACL injury. By the way, have you followed the Odell Beckham stuff? All of a sudden now, Odell, I think I'm just going to get healthy and sign with the team next in March. All we heard for a month was, oh, Odell's coming back. He's going to join a contender. He had an ACL injury in the Super Bowl in February. He's not right. It's December. 10 months. Kyler Murray may not play at all next year. I mean, if they're 5-9 and have like no shot at the playoffs, are you bringing him back for three games? This is just awful. I mean, if you want to get really interesting with the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury pushes for a quarterback that fits his system in the draft. Second, third round. Or he says, hey, you know, I coached Baker Mayfield for a minute at Texas Tech. I don't know if he wants to, but he's going to have a shot here. We'll see. Arizona is very interesting. And since I brought up the draft, I'll quickly recap it with before we get to the best bet with this. So, you know, as college football slows down, bowl season's not quite here yet. It's approaching. Not that anybody cares about the first like 2 weeks of bowl games. And that's even gambling, folks. Todd McShay over at ESPN, he came out with his new top prospect rankings. And what's interesting is no quarterback at one. That would be Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle from Georgia. No quarterback at two. That would be Will Anderson, who has not had a great year, even though he was unbelievable last year. And the top quarterback comes in at number three. It's not C.J. Stroud. It's not Bryce Young. Now, I don't know if he did this for effect, but he has Will Levis, the quarterback at Kentucky. He looks the part. I don't want to spoil it for you, but if you don't have ESPN, whatever this thing is called, where you get behind the paywall, yeah, there are comparisons to Matthew Stafford and Josh Allen. I mean, it is a little bit silly, the Will Levis love. Now, listen, is he talented? Hell yeah. I mean, guys, the guy's got a lot. I mean, he's worked with two former NFL coordinators at Kentucky. So he knows what to do. He's going to be familiar. He's going to know the lingo. But I'm just saying, did it get to his head? Because against Tennessee, 16 of 27 for 98 yards and three interceptions. Okay? He ended the season. Now, I don't know if he was already thinking, after the Tennessee loss, you know, he's probably like, all right, I'm going to the NFL. Let me just not get hurt. Probably a little banged up. He got sacked 37 times, but against Missouri, he was sacked six times. He threw for 170 yards, then 109 against Vanderbilt in a loss and a pick. Against Georgia, he did nothing, but nobody really does anything against Georgia. 206 yards passing, and then they beat Louisville in the season finale, 188 yards passing. I don't know, guys. I like Will Levis. I never want to reveal stuff, but a former NFL coach who, you know, I bump into at Fox all the time, said back, this was back in September, I love what I'm seeing from Will Levis. Now, this was when Levis, I think he was throwing for like 200-300 yards a game, tough performances against like Ole Miss, Mississippi State. He was looking good. Didn't finish strong, but you never know. He could have gotten, agents could have gotten his ear. Maybe that contributed to it, but just let that sink in. Will Levis right now is the number one quarterback, according to Todd McShay, heading into the 2023 draft. C.J. Stroud will have a chance against Georgia. Nobody's done well against Georgia. Go ask Bo Nix what it's like to face that defense. And then, obviously, Bryce Young, I can't imagine him playing in the bowl game if he hasn't announced he's sitting out already. So very weird. Like college football, can you name, if I asked you quickly, can you name the other three quarterbacks in the playoff? Go. C.J. Stroud, who's a quarterback for Georgia? Yes, you probably got Stetson Bennett, but he's not a primo NFL prospect. Although Bruce Feldman came on here and said he's like a mid to late round, like 4, 5, 6 veteran quarterback guy who could hold a clipboard for 10 years and make a lot of money. Max Duggan, whatever you want to call him. I like him. I don't know if he's an early round pick. There's talk he has another year of eligibility, and he could, I don't see it, could stay in school and play one more year. He was a Heisman finalist. And of course, Mr. J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, who, oh boy, I'm worried for McCarthy facing that Georgia defense in the projected national championship. By the way, all my friends who attended Michigan are already so geeked for the game at SoFi. I'm going to try to help some of these guys out with tickets, but listen, I'm not some big wig here who can just, oh yeah, I got 6 tickets to Michigan, Michigan, Georgia, and the Natty. I think Michigan's going to have an advantage here, given all the Michigan transplants out here. I don't think there's that many Georgia transplants. Plus, you know, everybody wants to get the hell out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, first week in January. It's probably 2 feet of snow on the ground. Of course you want to come out to L.A. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's focus on tonight's game, actually. Thursday night football.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
So let's get to Thursday Night Football and the best bet. It's actually a good game. 49ers at Seahawks. Divisional game. Has a lot of bearing on the playoffs. I have some buddies tonight who are trying to get together for like a pre-Christmas drinks. And they recommended a bar that I don't even think it has TVs. And I'm like, guys, you know, Niners-Seahawks is a pretty damn good game. Kind of got to, you know, watch this. Because all I keep hearing all week is, well, I don't know, Brock Purdy favored by 3.5 on the road. Oh, look, Seattle money's coming in. Have you seen how Pete Carroll has crushed Shanahan? He had, before the loss this year, Seattle had won 4 straight. He had just dominated Shanahan. I said, pump the brakes. Hold up. Anybody could just throw out Carroll dominate Shanahan. I just thought I'd, you know, take a second and actually look at the games. And my dog appreciates that. So Russell Wilson was the starting quarterback in all 4 of them for Seattle. Back when Russ was good, not the Denver Russ, which is, oof, poor guy. So in one of them, Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. Trey Lance came in. Another one, C.J. Beathard started and finished the game. And in a 3rd game, Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt again, and Nick Mullins came in and played half the game. So what are we doing here? What do those 4 wins mean? Nothing. They had Russell Wilson. That was a totally different team. The game you want to focus on is what happened earlier this year. Seattle went to San Francisco. Now, they were coming off the season-opening win against Denver. It was a big win for them. Obviously emotional. It was a short week. They were going to San Francisco's defense, and they could not move the football. They could not get in the end zone. They couldn't sniff the end zone. The only touchdown was on, a blocked field goal that was run back for the score. Bottom line, the San Francisco defense is just utterly dominant right now. Again, I know it's Tom Brady and the Bucs, and they stink. Tell me the last time you've seen Tom Brady embarrassed that bad that he was down 28-0 at halftime. Okay? And Brady could do absolutely nothing. Tua was an MVP candidate before he went to San Francisco. I don't know if the 49ers wrecked Tua emotionally, mentally. I don't think it was physically, but he performed poorly. 2 interceptions and a fumble, and then he goes out and has a terrible game, his worst of the season against the Chargers. I don't think there's a coincidence that this 49ers defense is doing major damage to folks, and they are peaking right now. Look what I think the Saints hadn't been shut out in something like, is it 10 years, 20 years? A long ass time. They could not find the end zone against the Niners. I know they got into the red zone twice and it was close, but they couldn't score. That's the bottom line. This defense is nasty and swarming. And I'm looking at this Seahawks team and listen, my son is in the fantasy playoffs. He has Kenneth Walker. Folks, it doesn't look like Kenneth Walker is 100% going. Now he is back at practice, but he is still listed as questionable. Obviously, with no running game. Now, DJ Dallas could not go last week, and essentially it was, hey, let's try Travis Homer, who could do absolutely nothing. And they basically were resorting to Geno Smith drops back every time and looks to make plays against Carolina's defense. Carolina's good at getting pressure, and, oh, by the way, J.C. Horn was looking like one of the best cornerbacks in the league. He was outstanding in the in the Seattle Carolina game over the weekend, and luckily Carolina got me there. This win means a lot for me, as you guys know. The whole head shaving thing with the Seahawks logo. Boy, last time I opened my mouth was something stupid like that. It felt like a layup, guys. Our win total was 6. Who thought they would win? Maybe win 9. So we'll see what happens. I mean, Charvarius Ward probably will draw the assignment of DK Metcalf. Lockett scares me, but the interesting thing is Geno Smith has been eating in the middle of the field. San Francisco gives up nothing to the middle of the field. They have one of the best linebackers in football in Warner. Greenlaw's everywhere. Bosa's putting the pressure on. It's tough to find a weakness in this team. And if they smell blood and Kenneth Walker isn't a go, I have no idea how Seattle keeps up. Now, you guys know I foolishly trying to dabble in totals when I didn't want to pick a side on Sunday Night Football. It was Monday Night, idiotic move, and Thursday. So I'm done with those. I'm just taking the Niners here. 3.5. If it goes down to 3, that's even better for me. I don't care. I'm not intimidated by professional money, the big gamblers. I know Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy going on the road. Brock Purdy may be a little dinged up. Can Brock Purdy possibly keep up this magic carpet ride where he was excellent at home against Miami in reserve? Miami was not ready for him. Nobody was. There's no tape on him. He played pretty well against Tampa, made a really nice touchdown throw to McCaffrey. I think this one is going to be a heavy dose of running. Now, no Deebo Samuel is not great news, but Ayuk has played really well. Jennings is solid. This could be a Kittle game. It might be. We'll see. McCaffrey obviously will be the horse, and this is one of those games where, San Francisco's not looking for style points or margin. You ride the offensive line. You run it down Seattle's throat. And again, for all this hype about Seattle, guys, I know they won a bunch of games and they're in the playoff mix. They lose this. They fall to 500. What does DVOA, the Football Outsiders, what does they say about their defense? Oh, 21st in defense. So McCaffrey has a game. Brock Purdy in his first tough environment. Maybe he'll struggle. Well, I don't know. Marcus Mariota won there. Sam Darnold won there, although Darnold got staked a 17-0 lead. I'm sure Shanahan is, a lot of people are going to try to fade Shanahan here. Obviously, you don't have to bet every game. You know, there's no requirement that you must, but it is Thursday Night Football. It's a good game. So I'm laying it with San Fran. And obviously, I'm pulling for San Fran. I will just say, I predict this will be a Kittle-McCaffrey game. Nothing exotic. I don't think they blow them out. I think it's low scoring. Give me 17-13 49ers win on the road. Take a stranglehold on first in the NFC West. They will then avoid being the wildcard team that has to go play at Tampa. And if San Fran can somehow pass Minnesota and get the 2 seed, it's still in play. Let's see what happens with the Vikings down the stretch here. Maybe that loss to the Lions sends them reeling. But if they can get the 2 seed, I think it's tough to make a case that the Niners aren't in the NFC Championship game. Right? Deebo Samuel coming back, probably first round of the playoffs. Jimmy Garoppolo expected back by the NFC Championship game. And then all you got to do is, hey, Jimmy G, go to Philly and get the win. Ride this incredible defense. And you got all these skill position guys. Kyle Shanahan cooks up something. That'll be a great game. I don't know if I could bet Brock Purdy on the road in the NFC Championship game. I tried to look this up, but I couldn't find it. I even asked the Fox gambling crew. You can just ask these guys any questions. And I said, who's the last third-string quarterback to go to a Super Bowl? And there's several backup quarterbacks that have done it. Couldn't find a third stringer to go to a Super Bowl. So Brock Purdy would be in rarefied air, but one game at a time. Thursday Night Football, give me the Niners, let's cash. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.